This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
An insider's look at the National Football League. It's NFL Lunch,
presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse,
with Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Time for some more football here on this Woman Crush Wednesday, NFL Lunch style. League year begins at 4 o'clock today. All of these deals that we've talked about last 48 hours will start to become official. Before we get to what the Bills have done here last couple of days, Michael Pierce, just tuning into the program, retired after 8 seasons in the National Football League. And Michael Pierce, big for a big guy, an athletic guy. Because if you look at him, it's like fire hydrants have more mobility than this dude. But right now, not necessarily the case. He's had his share of injury problems. But we talked about it earlier, Vinny and Nolan. Michael Pierce, strong career, should be proud of what he's accomplished. And hey, good job, man.
Yeah, no doubt about it. He had nifty feet. For a big man, like you said, I mean, he's probably 380. But that is a big man that had power. And he was really good at the run game. He was outstanding because he could find a football. He could punch, lock out, shed, find a ball, and he would chase the ball. He wasn't lazy at all. And he could push the pocket some. So he could take that center and walk him back. Yeah, he had a hell of a career. Hell of a career. Congratulations. And when he came back to the Ravens, he played really well for them.
Now, as we look at needs, where's defensive tackle fit into the Ravens? Things that need to be addressed here?
Yeah, because they have Travis Jones, and they have Matabike, and then they have Washington. So they're going to need depth. They're going to need depth. Just like the O-line, they're going to need depth. Here, they're going to need depth. Pass rusher, they need depth. Inside linebacker, they need depth. So they need a lot of depth players.
Now, staying with the Ravens real quick, we talked earlier in the show with Cordell Woodland about Justin Tucker. That's kind of been off the headline Ravens news here as of late, given the free agent frenzy. But, you know, it's going to be addressed at some point in time. Cordell thinks post-June 1, what do you think happens here? Has he kicked his last football for the Ravens? And it, you know, it'd be a stunning turn of events because even though he did not have a great season based on his lofty future Hall of Fame standards, he did kick well after the bye, even though he wasn't in any air quotes high pressure situations. But, you know, for the first time since 2011, Ravens are going to have somebody other than Justin Tucker, maybe, as their premier or primary kicker here.
Well, the thing about it is you say, well, you know, we can kind of let the league decide. The only problem with that is, let's say he's going to get a 6 or 8 game suspension, I would imagine. So if he's suspended, the suspension doesn't kick in until the regular season starts. So are you going to let him come to OTA's mini camp? And that is going to be the issue. Do you want him totally out of the building and not around? Or, you know, Do you want him around? Because all that's going to do is be a headache.
A distraction.
No doubt.
For the eventual replacement, you're looking over your shoulder, say Tucker gets six games. Like, man, if I suck,
yeah.
And Tucker's booming 60 yarders right down the middle. You know, it's you're knowing that you're only a matter of time before your career, or unless you do enough to impress another team.
Well, here. Bob, like, you know, the first few days or what, I mean, you're not only having sports media, but you're having national media.
Oh, no doubt.
And you want all that stuff. And, you know, the Ravens coaches talked about that Hard Knocks was a distraction. You want a distraction? You know, this would really be a distraction.
It's 58-80-105-7 the Pan NFL Lunch on this Woman Crush Wednesday. Buffalo, they re-signed DeMar Hamlin, re-signed Ty Johnson, former Terp, yesterday as well, who's become one of the top third-down backs in the National Football League. Josh Allen got a substantial pay raise, but they brought in Joey Bosa yesterday, did the Bills. They made it to the AFC Championship game for the second time in four seasons, and Joey Bosa was asked to leave the building with the Chargers. $12.6 million in Buffalo.
He's better than Von Miller. That's not even close, because Von Miller was done. And Bosa still got a little juice. The biggest problem with him is can he stay healthy? How many games is he going to give them? When's the last time he's ever played a full season? That would be, you know, a good question.
Yeah, and they kept Khalil Mack.
Now, Khalil Mack, he's got juice left. He had a good year. And Bosa was going to, you know, get a big roster bonus and stuff, so they were right to move on. I think it was right for them to move on, just because you can't count on them.
Now, we talked to Will Graves last hour, covers the Steelers for the Associated Press, and he was half joking, maybe 100% serious. That quarterback dilemma is very real in Pittsburgh, and Russell Wilson wants a multi-year deal. Aaron Rodgers, according to Fox Sports, Ralph Bacchiano is deciding between the Giants and Pittsburgh. I mean, common sense would say, well, Steelers, duh. They were a playoff team last year, but, I mean, Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, 5 years ago, these are two great options to have. Now in 2025, not so much for Pittsburgh.
Yeah. I mean, if you're Pittsburgh, Bob, if I get either one, I still want to draft a guy, because it's not the future. And really, when you do look at the Steelers, they are getting older, especially on defense. So their window, you know, you can either totally start over or try to win, you know, get into the playoffs and find a way to win in the playoffs, but they don't score enough points.
Are you, you know, Gainwell, Warren?
I'd rather have a rookie, man.
Good enough.
Yeah. For as much as they want to run and stuff, I don't know. I mean, is the O-line good enough for those kind of backs?
So we look at Baltimore, and we're not being homers. But Ravens are certainly rather stable in regards to roster construction, filling holes, adding depth.
Right.
Obviously needs to be done. But every other team, they've got major problems, whether it's financial or lack of quarterback, which both Cleveland and Pittsburgh are dealing with right now, with all due respect to Kenny Pickett there with the Browns.
Yeah, the Ravens' biggest issues, Bob, like you just said, is depth. Depth in the O-lines and D-lines. And, you know, I mean, they've got their starting 22 is good enough to go to Super Bowl.
Kansas City, what, three-time defending AFC champions here? Restructured Patrick Mahomes, Chris Jones, clearing up almost $50 million in cap space. What's going to happen with that newfound money for the Chiefs, who recognize, well, their offensive line was dreadful last year. We saw that in the Super Bowl. Running game probably could use a boost. They need some weapons. And we were talking off the air. Nolan, you can get in here real quick if you want. Mahomes doesn't appear to be as explosive as he was when he really burst onto the scene, because Kansas City's offense was, we could score from anywhere at any time on the field. They haven't been that way in a couple seasons here. No. Still winning. Oh, he's a winner, but he's not putting up these video game numbers like he was, you know, back in, you know, 18, 19 and all those seasons.
Yeah, and who are those explosive players that they have? I mean, Worthy's starting to become that a little bit, but other than that, they don't have anybody. You know, that's one of the bigger problems. And Bob, everybody has to be compliant with the cap today at 4 o'clock. That's why you see all the shuffling, you know, because you got to be under. And, you know, and you say, well, what are they going to do? You still got to pay your draft picks, and you still got to do all that stuff and have some money for next season. But with all that money, they're going to do a little something more yet.
What do you think, Nolan? You're always of the mindset, never, ever, ever dismiss the Chiefs here.
No, absolutely not. I mean, everyone always compares Mahomes to Tom Brady. It's only natural. He kind of stepped right in that door as soon as Brady left the AFC. But to me, it seems like he's getting an early jump on matching what Tom Brady did later in his career, which is just taking what the defense gives you. Who needs to throw Hail Mary bombs every time and make the dazzling sidearm throw? He'll still do that, by the way, but you don't need that when you can check it down to the running back and he'll get you the yak yards. I mean, that's what made Tom Brady so successful late in his career. He was smart. He knew when to throw it away, and he knew when to check it down.
Something tells me deep down inside Mahomes still wants to show off that howitzer, though.
Oh, no doubt. Well, you better have your O-line with that. I mean, they traded Tooney, you know, so he's gone too.
Yeah, there are two Super Bowl losses with him. He got his ass kicked in both games.
Yes, he did.
And so I guess there's a formula for slowing them down, but of course they made the necessary adjustments after the first one. Can they do it after this one with the AFC? I mean, the Ravens, Buffalo, you know, the Chargers are on the come, Kansas City. I mean, there's a lot of comp in the AFC for the supremacy of said conference. But they still find ways to eke out wins over whether it's the Ravens, Bills, whoever's trying to stand in their way.
Well, the thing now about that division, Bob, is you know, there's no BS coaches. You know, you had Staley, you had Antonio. You know, you had some guys that you got Andy Reid and then now you got Andy Reid, you got Harbaugh, you got Pete Carroll.
Peyton.
Yeah, so, I mean, you got legitimate dudes that have all... Every one of those coaches has won either a Super Bowl or a national championship.
Or been in the Super Bowl.
Yes.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, talk some Orioles. Boy, it'd be nice to get them in the World Series. Granted, it's only an exhibition game on March the 12th. Give you a score update, starting lineup, taking on the Braves today. Dean Kramer throwing that horse side for the Birds. And then we'll talk Terps. Damon Evans, athletic director, Maryland. The men, 6:30, tip-off. Opponent to be determined Friday. You can hear it on The Fan. Their first game in the Big Ten tournament, trying to make a deep run, not only there, but in...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Into March. As we get ready for Baltimore baseball tonight, we have Mike Bordick on earlier, and he can't wait to get down to Pickles, and neither can I. I like to people watch when we get downtown and celebrate 6 months of baseball fun. The Orioles trying to get to the playoffs for the first time, well, 3 straight years for the first time in over 50 years, and trying to win a series, a game in the postseason for the first time since 2014. College hoops meant games in action. First round of the A-10, Davidson, Steph Curry's alma mater. 65-59 over Richmond. You saw Steph Curry now going to be the assistant GM for basketball affairs for Davidson. Of course, Lefty Driesell was the coach there a long time ago before he came to the University of Maryland in the ACC tournament. Second round, it is Georgia Tech 40-35 over Virginia. Kind of gets lost that Tony Bennett peaced out before the season started.
Yeah.
The Cavaliers, remember Virginia, just a few seasons removed from winning the national championship. And if you look at NBA rosters littered with Cavaliers, but he couldn't handle or didn't want to adapt, I guess, to the changing landscape of college basketball. And he peaced out. And right now his Cavaliers up against it against the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. Iowa State, number 12 in the country, second round of the Big 12 tournament, 33-24 over Cincinnati. Joe Lunardi has the Bearcats as one of the first four out, so obviously it would behoove them to pull an upset or two here in the Big 12 tournament. But right now trailing by 9, Charlotte, 13-9 over Rice in the first round of the American Athletic Conference. In the SEC, Arkansas, 19-17. Not a year, a score, Arkansas taking on the Gamecocks of South Carolina. South Carolina finished 2-16 in the league this year. And of local interest, tonight, 7 o'clock, in the Patriot League Championship game, it is Navy taking on American U. Midshipmen coming in here against the second-seeded American University ball club, coached by former Terp Dwayne Simpkins. And in the Big Ten tournament, you got Iowa and Ohio State coming up at 6 o'clock. Winner of that one gets Illinois. Then the winner of that game will get Maryland. And Northwestern taking on Minnesota there. Chris Collins and his injury-depleted Wildcats taking on the Gophers, who around midseason looked like they were showing a pulse and then kind of faded down the stretch.
Yeah, the Gophers. The Gophers were hot there for a while. Then, like you said, Bob, then they kind of went bye-bye. Now, with the Terps, they just kind of get the – they get to kind of chill and just kind of watch and see what they're going to do and let everybody else kind of wear themselves down. And they just got to be – because what you talked about the other day, Bob, and you asked Coach Willard about it was they seem to always struggle after a break. You know, how do you have them ready to go? Because these other teams are going to have played, you know, either two games or a game, you know, prior to this, and they'd be – you know, kind of in sync.
Yeah, he sounded like he was, and we'll play this later in the week, Kevin Willard, that he's confident that they've said they were gassed towards the end of the season. And sometimes, you know, they had the Thursday, Sunday thing that became a problem, but they're fresher than they've been in this actual, you know, sick, because it's going to be 6 days. They haven't played since Saturday. By the time they tip off on Friday, he thinks it's a good rest for them to have. And he's not worried about who the opponent may or may not be. Illinois would be the toughest task of course. But, you know, he said, just be us and we'll be fine. We'll talk more Terps next with the athletic director of the University of Maryland, Damon Evans, and then a fun-ass trip with Nolan McGraw. Inside Access coming up at 2 o'clock. And don't forget, Fresh Take with Cordell Woodland and Ben Hall later on in the evening as well.
Your teams.
Destroys it. Gunnar Henderson. That ball is out of here.
This is our year.
You bet your ass they're going to win it all.
Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
Woman Crush Wednesday. Biddy and Haiti 105.7 The Fan. Keep you up to date on the scores, Orioles and Braves, and what's happening in the conference tournament. Basketball, Maryland not back on the hardwood. The men until Friday night, 6:30 against either Illinois, Ohio State, or Iowa. Bob Haiti, Vitas Rado here to talk about that. And everything else happening down in College Park. He is on the Window Nation guest hotline, joins us every Wednesday. Athletic director of the Terps, Damon Evans. Damon, what's happening?
Hey, man, getting ready for a little bit of postseason basketball, brother.
Is there any better kind of basketball postseason, especially if you have a good team? But let's get to the honors for the Maryland Terrapins that were announced yesterday in the league. And I got to be honest with you, I actually thought Mello Trimble won in 2015. So now I can go back to him getting hosed out of that one 10 years ago. But Derek Queen joins Joe Smith and Buck Williams as Maryland players to win League Rookie of the Year. And he got it done impressively, made one of the first teams in the league because you got the media and the coaches who decide. We've been talking, Damon, about Derek Queen all season long. Now he gets to show off on the big stage that is March Madness, but watching his season and maybe his Maryland career unfold in real time has been like what for you?
I'm happy to see the young man get recognized because he's an unbelievable talent. He's a great young man. He's worked hard at his craft. He has a skill set that a lot of people don't get to see at the collegiate level, and that's why he's had such great success. And his play has elevated our team and made it easier for our other players. He opens up the floor. He's made it easier on all of our other starters, and they're all complimentary of one another. So excited for his recognition, and I'm glad because we have some really good freshmen in this league. If you just go over to Rutgers, you got two guys at Rutgers, freshmen that are probably going to be go number two and number three in the draft, and he was our guy, being DQ, named freshman of the year. I also want to give a shout-out to Jacoby. Jacoby Gillespie getting third team. I thought he should be higher. You know, when you got 18 teams in the league, it gets a little bit difficult, but that young man was phenomenal, has been phenomenal up to this point. And, you know, a lot of people are talking about Juju. He improved so much, and I saw that he got an honorable mention. I would love to have seen him on one of the teams, as well as I thought, you know, Selton and Rodney Rice have played extremely well for us. So these are the things, the way things work, but now you can go into the tournament and you can quiet a lot of critics or people who didn't pick you by going out and winning a lot of games.
Number two seed is Maryland Friday night, 6:30, opponent to be determined. And we had Coach Willard on yesterday, Damon, talking about this, where Maryland, you know, they're the Yankees, they're on the East Coast infiltrating the Midwest here. Do you view Maryland, from your experiences in College Park, when they get into these neutral site settings, which isn't really neutral, that Maryland's kind of the outsider here in the Big Ten because they're not one of the traditional teams?
And the way I feel about it, I think we've done a good job over the 10 plus years that we've been in the league, that people recognize the level of basketball that we play here. Maryland has traditionally been a very, very good basketball school, and with our national championships and Final Fours and Sweet 16. So we more than belong. And what Kevin did this year with getting us a number two seed, finishing second in the conference, when a lot of the pundits and people didn't think it would happen. Kudos to him and his staff for getting our program back to where it should be. And I'm excited about our opportunity here in the Big Ten tournament, and then subsequent to that, the NCAA tournament.
Damon Evans, Athletic Director, University of Maryland, joining us here. Bob Haiti, Vitas Rado, Woman Crush Wednesday. To that topic, the NCAA tournament, Maryland's certainly going to be in. Right now, looks like a strong four across most of the bracketology type experts here. But what do you think of the pod system? For instance, Maryland could be in the East if they get to the regionals, but they'll start in Seattle. Are you a fan of the pod systems where you might go to the Midwest or you might go to the South, but your first two games are going to be anywhere but in the region that you've been selected to play in?
You know what? The way I look at things, I just like being in the tournament and having the opportunity. Things that I can't control, I just leave that to the powers to be. I know the thing that we have controlled and what Willard has done a good job with is putting us in as a solid four with probably the potential to maybe get to a three. So I'm excited about that because the better seed you have, seed line, the metrics increase with your opportunity to move through the tournament. So that's what I focus on. Wherever they send us, I know Kevin will have our team ready to play. Our kids will be ready to play, and we know we have a great opportunity ahead of us.
Hey, Damon, before we get into the spring sports, when is the Maryland Pro Day and then spring ball? When's it start and when's the spring game so we can kind of let all the fans know?
Well, we're going to begin our spring practices on March 25th, which will be good for us, as well as the Pro Day is going to be here on March 28th. So I'm excited for all those young men who have aspirations to go play in the NFL and want to wish them the best of luck. And, you know, Locks has retooled his staff and rebuilt his roster heading into the spring, so that should be good. And our spring game right now is set for April 26th at noon. So football is doing their thing at this time of year.
All right, Damon, let's talk. Baseball plays today. Mount St. Mary's, you got a nice day today. Talk a little bit about the spring sports.
Well, you know, I'm excited about baseball. I'm going to jump back for a minute and give a shout-out to women's basketball because they're going to start their tournament play. I didn't do as well as we had liked in the Big Ten tournament, but we're geared up for the NCAA tournament and the selection show on Sunday as they wait out this week and continue to practice. You know, it doesn't look – it's interesting to see where we're projected right now, so we'll wait and see what that looks like. But as far as the spring sports are concerned, baseball – yeah, St. Mary's, beautiful day out. I might go take a couple hacks at it myself, get out there and see if I can go yard on them. But in all seriousness, I'm excited for the
baseball
team.
Don't hurt your ribs.
we had a tough one the other day against Virginia, I think it was, losing 7-6. So we need to bounce back here today. And then when you look at the spring sports, you always start off with the lacrosses. And the number one ranked men's lacrosse team coming off a great victory over Delaware last Saturday, and we host or play at, I should say, number 18 Virginia on Saturday. Women, four in a row right now, and had a big win over number 13 JMU, so I'm excited about that. And then, you know, I got to mention wrestling again. How about Alex Clemson and how he's elevated the program? Went to the Big Ten Wrestling Championships this week, had our highest score ever of 54 points, had six individuals qualify for the NCAA Championships. So that's really remarkable in and of itself. And we got softball winning 3 out of 4. Gymnastics is peaking right now. And so we'll continue to move forward and got our tennis and track teams in play as well. So excited about what's happening.
Damon Evans, Athletic Director, University of Maryland. When are you heading to Indy?
Have a flyout with the team today, brother. We're leaving at 5 o'clock.
Well, I don't want to get greedy here, but cut down some nets, if you know what I'm saying. All right, Damon, it's Woman Crush Wednesday. What are we jamming to out the door?
You know what? Let's do a little Survivor by Destiny's Child. I know you know who's Destiny's Child.
Well, I know that one. Yeah, you didn't.
You know,
you
Beyonce
didn't
used to be the lead singer of the group. I know sometimes I catch you off guard.
Yeah, well, you didn't get. I got the Sugar Ray Leonard defense on that one. I knew that one was coming. Damon Evans, appreciate it. Have a safe trip to Indy, and we'll talk to you next week, hopefully, about Maryland, a 3 seed, and the Big Ten champions. How's that sound?
That's what I'm counting on, my friend.
You got it. All right, thanks, Damon. Damon Evans, everyone. It's Vinny at Haiti, 105.7 The Fan. Come back, reset the program for you. Then take a trip through the Funhouse, Dolan McGraw, and then Inside Access takes over at 2 o'clock. Orioles taking on the Braves. Hey, everyone, everything looks good from a health perspective. Dean Kramer's the least of my worries when it comes to the rotation. Is he a top-of-the-rotation guy? Nah. Is he middle? Solid? Sure. You can do worse than Dean Kramer throwing a baseball for you every fifth day. Michael Pierce retires from the Baltimore Ravens, but NFL, the top 25 performance-based pay distributions for this season.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Faalele came in fourth. He earned himself, based on performance, an extra $1 million.
Ooh!
As a fourth-round
nice
draft pick. Nick Cross, University of Maryland, he was a third-round pick. He got himself $979,000.
What was the most?
Let's see. Jamie and Sherwood, linebacker for the Jets, fifth round draft pick 2021, got himself a $1,092,000+.
Nice.
So there you go. So a couple of local guys getting some performance-based financial incentives. That's good. You know, sometimes you get this guaranteed money and people loaf. You go out there, bust your ass, play above and beyond. Well, look what happens. Get yourself an extra $1 million in the old checking account.
Well, and this is a big year for Falele, too, Bob. This is year four for him, correct, coming up? So that's his free agent year. So he has a big year. They're going to want to get a deal done with him.
If you wanted Marquez Valdez-Scantling on your bingo card, he's going to Seattle. 1 year deal. Oh. He kind of busted out a little bit for New Orleans because they had a ton of injuries at wide receiver. And he took advantage of that. Now he goes to the Seahawks. We're outside of, Smith and Jigba. They'll bring Lockett back too?
That's what they were talking about for right price. And I'm guessing Lockett doesn't want to leave. He'd been there, 10 years?
So Sam Darnold could use, he's not going to have Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison, even though Smith and Jigba's a stud.
Yeah.
He'll have some weaponry to work with, we think.
He's got a good running back. He's got a better running back than he had at Minnesota.
Yeah, he got banged up a little bit. Walker did at times. But when he's healthy,
he's a beast.
He's a stud. Tomorrow, as you heard, Vinny's got two more draft profiles coming up. Safety, we'll talk some Orioles, of course, what's happening down there in Sarasota. As tomorrow will be, 2 weeks before the season opener against Toronto. The Wizard, Walt Williams, will preview the Big Ten tournament with us, as well as Maryland waits till Friday, 6:30. To play, and they'll wait to see next couple of days to find out who exactly they will be playing and anything else going on in our sports world. We'll let you know. League year begins officially in the NFL in 2 hours.
4 o'clock. Yep.
2 hours, basically. Nolan, any closing thoughts for the people before Inside Access takes over?
Rooting for Iowa tonight. Bring them on. I hope they dance their way to Friday night and earn a date with the Terps. Yeah. Because really, Fran McCaffrey, when are you going to show us any sort of NCAA tournament success, buddy? He's been there like 2 decades, hasn't done anything.
Well, and he's good for a meltdown or three
right
during the course
I'll take
of the
another
game.
One on Friday.
So always watching him lose his bleep is fun. This is how old I am. I remember him when he was a player at Wake Forest, because he was the same class as Ernie Graham, Albert King, and Greg Manning at Maryland. Then he transferred to Penn. Then obviously he's been a coach for a long, long time. So we'll see. Ohio State, Bruce Thornton, I think Maryland's got a little revenge on their minds, perhaps, but something tells me it's going to be the Fighting Illini and Maryland on Friday. Just call it a hunch. I have been wrong before. All right, Nolan, Funhouse.
Quick Draws, Funhouse. The Rudeness Tuneness Text Reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
I like that quick straw.
105.7 The Fan.
Some reactions here to the DeAndre Hopkins move, starting with Howard in Baltimore, who says, I think this is a great addition. Let's see what they're going to do about making a splash for a defensive player now. Defense wins championships. Philadelphia, a prime example here this past year. They need to go all in on defensive picks in the draft, trades, free agency, whatever. Round out this group. Defense needs to be the difference maker.
Well, I think they're going to take a lot of defensive players. I think other than offensive linemen, I think it's all defense.
This person here, not as thrilled with the Hopkins addition, says, a couple of years ago, I would have been very excited for this move. Now, not so much. I guess compared to Aguilar, it's a step up, but not a good wow type of move at all.
Well, I think it's, your third receiver, I don't think, is going to be a wow. Your first and second, you want to be wows. But your third, you got a veteran receiver, 33 years old, that has been super productive, and it's not bad to have that kind of guy as your three.
And if it's an upgrade over what you had before,
you got better.
Yeah, I don't see. I don't see the downside here.
Not like they overpaid either.
No.
Like with Odell, they had to overpay him just to get him in the building.
Right.
Let's see. This one here on Michael Pierce's retirement. Texter says, Ravens need to get younger on the D-line anyway. Happy for Pierce that he was able to go out on his own terms. But he and Brent Urban, a little too up there in age to keep dedicating spots two on the D-line.
I totally agree. And I think both will be gone. Urban will be gone, and Michael Pierce is gone, and they do need to get younger. But the thing about it is you still – because Urban, he had a good role. I mean, he was a great rotational guy, batted down a lot of balls, and Pierce was a run stuffer. And the Ravens have always been good at what? Stopping the run. So you got to make sure you get some big dudes in there that can stop the run, that can get off of blocks and find the football.
Still waiting to see what the Steelers are going to do at quarterback, but recent indications are that Aaron Rodgers is going to land there. This texter says, it's weird how a pointless public image can skew people's opinion of something objective. Talking about Rodgers, was eighth in passing yards last year, 28 touchdowns, 11 interceptions, played a full season. If he goes to a Tomlin coach team with weapons like DK Metcalf, he could absolutely be successful with the Steelers.
You know, I was talking to one of my buddies who coached at the Jets last year. He says, you know, and even they were saying like Orlovsky and stuff, I mean, he didn't have a bad year. He came on strong at the end of the year. Probably when Adams came back.
Because they had that one game where it looked like it was 2020 all over again.
So, I mean, hey, I don't think it was as bad, and it probably wasn't as great. Lies somewhere in between. But if I was Aaron Rodgers, the only reason you stay in New York is maybe you like New York City and you got your house there. But to go to the Giants, eh.
And one last one here on the Orioles. Texter says the O's can't afford to have Gunner out at all. Changes the entire makeup of this lineup and defensive settings. Power, leadoff hitter, defensive capabilities. It would be a cloud over opening day to not have him, Grayson, and Kittredge out there running down the orange carpet.
Well, Kittredge isn't running, period, anytime soon. Knee surgery there, even though he told the media today he hopes to be back late June by the All-Star break. If he's hurt, he's hurt. I mean, they're not going to throw him out there just to pacify the fan base. He's going to play when he's ready to play because the side stuff can be rather tricky. It could extend for a long period of time. He's already missed basically most of spring training so far. I mean, I want Gunnar Henderson out there when Gunnar Henderson is ready to play baseball. That's when you want him there because I don't want him there on March 29th, March 30th if he's not ready to go. I want him there on October 1st. Where we're getting ready to talk about a postseason series opponent to be determined. That's going to do it for us. Inside Access coming up next. By the way, Cincinnati making Iowa State sweat. 45-40 the Cyclones over the Bearcats who need to win. Inside Access coming up next. Dolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato. I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Talk to you in the morning. For now, class dismissed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.